Tantor Audio presents Empire Girls by Suzanne Hayes and Loretta Nyhan. Narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Chapter 1. Rose. The evening my father died, I was stirring the stew in our big, comfortable kitchen as I read another chapter of Bleak House. The pages, already wrinkled from breakfast and lunch, now had a big smear where I'd laid the spoon down. Most of my books wore the same battle wounds, but I didn't really mind, because I thought that the smudges and stains added character to their pages, a story within a story. It was careless, and I meant it to be so. Most nights, when all the work was done for the day, I could sit and look at those messy pages, remembering the young girl I was before becoming the only responsible person in our little family of three. As the grandfather clock in the foyer struck six, I'd already placed our dinner on the table. Six had always been our dinner hour. Our mother was the one who'd chosen that time, and I worked hard to maintain the tradition. We lost her in 1918, when the flu swept through the world, cleaning out the dusty corners and finding everyone, even those of us who lived quiet lives in small towns like Forest Grove, New York. I turned 15 that year, and Ivy 14. Our parents always babied and favored her, so she seemed younger then. Even though our mother was far too ill to pull me aside and give me a dramatic talk about passing the torch, I still believed she'd want me to be the one to look after our household. I was her best helper, and I took that role seriously. It was my job to watch over Ivy, my father, and our home, Adam's house, as well. None of that seemed to matter to Ivy and Father when I had to coax them.